With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At the Justice Department today, Attorney General Pam Bondi announced the arrest of Zubair al-Bakoush, a key participant in the 2012 attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya. That attack killed Americans, four, in fact, including Ambassador Chris Stevens. At the time, the administration and President Obama appeared to downplay the management errors that led to the tragedy.
Hillary Clinton famously once said about Benghazi, "What difference at this point does it make?" Well, it makes a difference to Donald Trump. It makes a difference to those families. And 14 years later, it makes a difference to law enforcement who made the difference in this case.
Three people were killed, six others hurt, when a 92-year-old driver lost control and slammed into a grocery store yesterday in the Los Angeles neighborhood of Westwood. Captain Eric Scott of the Los Angeles City Fire Department.
There were multiple patrons that were inside. There's seating and table areas. We had, a total of nine patients here. And tragically, three of those individuals were beyond any medical help.
President Trump says he wants a modernized nuclear pact with Russia.
With the expiration of the START Treaty, which dates back to the Cold War a half century ago, the president would like to replace it with a new, stronger pact. He said he's opposed to simply extending the treaty, which he claims was badly negotiated by the United States. In a social media post, the president said he wants nuclear experts to work on a new, improved nuclear treaty. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Matthew Stafford edged Drake May for the AP NFL Most Valuable Player Award last night. It was the closest race since Peyton Manning and Steve McNair were co-winners back in 2003. Stafford received 24 of 50 first-place votes, while May got 23 of those votes. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 949 points. This is SRN News. Washington, D.C. hosted a service of prayer and repentance this week. Here's Michael Harrington.
It was organized by the Family Research Council and featured a number of congressmen and faith leaders. They prayed for the future of America with a reading from the book of Joel, wherein the prophet urges Israel to, quote, "Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity." The event was held at the Museum of the Bible in downtown Washington. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new report from the Burma Research Institute reveals 21 out of 21 churches in one predominantly Christian town have been destroyed since the 2021 coup there. Nationwide, more than 340 churches and Christian-owned buildings have been flattened and several hundred believers have been killed or arrested. The problem is an ongoing civil war between rebel groups and the military junta that still runs the country. This is SRN News. Now here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
A rebounding tech sector helped Wall Street to a higher open this morning, while Bitcoin's slide appears to have stabilized. Intel rose 1.6%, Advanced Micro Devices gained 2.4%, and AI Bellwether NVIDIA was up 3% in early trading. Bitcoin hovered around $66,000. Automaker Stellantis lost more than a quarter of its value after saying it would take a $26 billion loss as it scales back electric vehicle production. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says it would be up to the president to decide whether to sue Kevin Warsh, Mr. Trump's nominee for Federal Reserve Chair, if he doesn't lower interest rates. Over the weekend, the president joked about suing Warsh, later said it was all in jest. Trump has hammered current Fed Chair Jerome Powell for not lowering rates more quickly. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at SRNNews.com.